Well, we have a special guest in our studio right now. Kathy Merrihart from the Big Stone Area Arts Council is in the studio with us to tell us about a big event that's coming up in the Big Stone Lake area. Thanks for coming in, Kathy.
Hi, thank you for having me. I really appreciate this.
Are you enjoying the late spring we have?
I am.
Well, you got some big events coming up. You're on the Art Council up there in Big Stone. Tell us what's going on. You got a big event coming up.
Yes, we do. The Big Stone Arts Council is proud to announce the Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl, and it will be Saturday, June 9th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. This art crawl will showcase a unique variety of art and artists. 24 artists will be participating. All of the artists will be available to discuss their work. You will be able to mingle, stroll, eat, and shop in the Big Stone Lake area. Some of the showcased art will be pottery and ceramics, jewelry, fiber art, weaving and sewing, painting of acrylics, oils, inks, and watercolor, photography, sculptures, encaustic wax paintings, mixed media, and drawing. At the Big Stone Arts Council Water Plant Building by the pier in Ortonville, there will be a free children's art activity from 9 to 11 a.m. The children will participate in a group activity creating a large multimedia spinning sculpture that will remain on display. Lee Canton will provide live music at the Water Plant Building in the morning and along Main Street during the afternoon. Be sure to check Big Stone Arts Council Facebook page for more information. We will see you there.
All right. So that's June 9th. It's a Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Kathy, tell us about some of the artists that will be there. I know you run the smallest art gallery on Main Street, Ortonville. And what, you've been open now how many years?
Well, this is my second year.
Second year, yeah.
Yes.
I know I visited you last year, and we did a little interview at you. I like the name of the smallest art gallery.
Oh, thank you.
How's that going for you?
It's going real well. Last year, I was really pleased. It was my first year, and I had quite a few students over the summer and into the fall. And this year, I've already had two gallery shows and two receptions, and I've got several more planned for the remainder of the summer and next fall.
All right, and that's right in the middle of on Main Street, Ortonville.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, you might have to look a little hard for it, but it's a small building, right?
It is small. That's why it's called the smallest art gallery.
All right. Tell us some other artists that will be in the regional art crawl, the Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl.
Well, maybe I'll start first by telling you a little bit about how many artists you'll find right on Main Street. There will be 19 artists right on Main Street, so you'll find that we're close in proximity. Mm-hmm. There will be 6 artists at Joe Lee's Jewelry, and we'll also have 5 artists located at the Ortonville Flower Shop and Gifts, and that's the annex building, the building that's connected to the flower shop.
Okay.
Now, the artists that are going to be displaying, if you start out in Big Stone City, we have an artist at her studio, and that's Patty Holquist, and she's an oil painter. And then we have Callie Howell, who is on Main Street in Ortonville, and she does acrylic, oil paintings, jewelry, and epoxy resin artwork. And you will find her at Hair Classics. Then there's a new store. They're hoping to be open. It's Ortonville Mercantile and Gallery. And that is owned and operated by Sue and Greg Lockwood. And they will have jewelry and mixed media and photography. And then across the street from them at the community center will be Don Sherman. And he does drawing and painting. And he will have a lot of examples of his early works. Then when you come to Jolie's Jewelers, where we have 6 artists, you will find Vicki Riddell, who does encaustic wax paintings, and it's a kind of a new form of art, and yet it's an ancient form of art, and she does a beautiful job. Mark Musfeld is actually a former resident of the Ortonville area, and he's now living in northern Minnesota, and he does beautiful pottery. Deb Larson, also a former resident of Ortonville, and is now living in Florida, is coming back for this event, and she does expressive acrylic paintings. Doug Holquist, also another artist who has moved out of the area but is coming back for this event, and he's living in Connecticut. He does sculpture, bronze, glass, and stone. Edie Barrett does mixed media and poetry. And Melissa O'Farrell from the Millbank area, she will do handcrafted jewelry from nature.
Mm. Yeah, that's a full slate there. We got some more, too.
Yeah, there's more. And then at the smallest art gallery will be my daughter, Karina Kell. She does photography, and I'll be there with my collage, ink, and Yupo acrylic paintings. And then at Lingonberry's, you'll find Pete Stanky, and he does ink, colored pencil, pastels, charcoal, and oil painting. And then when you get to the Ortonville Flower Shop and Gifts, you will find Tessie Smith with her knitting and weaving, Erlise Sis, who does fiber art, and Kathy Mueller, who does pen, ink, and watercolor and oils. Neva Foster does watercolor, and Eliza Anderson does photography. Mm-hmm. And then into the next block and across the street would be Jim Foster, who will be located at the furniture shop, and he does wildlife and landscape photography. And then out of town, about 2 miles, will be Lila and John Sells, and she does Scandinavian wood carving, and John has published a novel from his early years as a teacher. And then if you head out of town almost 7 miles, you'll come to Listening Stone Farms, where John White, who is a photographer, you will find his studio out there. And he will also have Jean Menden, who is a traditional silversmither, and she will have beautiful handmade necklaces, rings, earrings, bracelets, and pins. Then if you go down by the pier in Ortonville, you will find that there is a beautiful area for children to do art, and they'll be doing a group art activity, mm-hmm. and it's free. It's from 9 to 11, and the children will be doing a collage-type work on a large spinning display where they will get a chance to create what they enjoy.
Mm.
And they can pick whatever they want and glue it up on the display.
Wow, that's amazing. So mark your calendars down Saturday, June 9th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Ortonville in Big Stone City, South Dakota. Art's alive and well in Big Stone area, isn't it, Kathy?
It seems to be. There's quite a few artists in the area. Mm-hmm. And we have a busy art council.
Yep.
And so So we're trying to incorporate and bring more people into the council, mm-hmm. and really trying to do a number of different activities.
I know a few of the artists that you mentioned. Edie Barrett, yes. I like her mixed media nests,
yes.
that she does. I've seen her work there, so that's awesome. And John White, too. I've been to John's studio. That's an amazing studio he has.
Yes, it is. And I understand not a single nail was put into the studio as it was built.
Yeah, beautiful place. And John does a great job with his photography, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah. And then, of course, Lee Canton is going to provide music, you said?
Yes, okay. He is.
Yeah, he's a talented guy, too, isn't he?
Yes, and he will be down by the lake in the morning, mm-hmm. during the children's activities,
okay.
singing songs, and then he'll be up on Main Street in the afternoon.
Now, I saw the poster for this, and I understand it features your art. Tell us a little bit about that. That's cool.
Oh.
Very creative.
Thank you. The art was done on Yupo paper, so I use Yupo paper and ink.
Okay.
And then I also use alcohol, and mm-hmm. I shift the inks in such a way that it creates a somewhat of a landscape look.
Yeah, it's awesome. Really very eye-catching, the poster.
Well, thank you. I tried to make it look like Big Stone Lake, so you saw it across
the
lake, you know, so
sure.
you could see the embankment and then the lake and then...
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, Kathy, why don't you give us the details of when this art crawl is going to happen again and where it is.
Okay, the art crawl will start out in Big Stone City, and then we'll come across the lake over to Ortonville and all the way down Main Street and then out in the country to John White's mm-hmm. studio at Listening Farms. And the art crawl will start at 9 a.m. and go to 5 p.m., and that will be Saturday, June 9th. And that's not that far away.
That's right.
It's coming up fast.
So come and visit artists around the Big Stone Lake region Saturday, June 9th. Fun time.
Yeah, I think so. We're really looking forward to it. The artists are coming in, like I said, from all over Connecticut and Florida to join us.
Yep.
And they're all residents from the region.
Okay, great. Kathy, thanks for coming in and telling us about that.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
That's the Big Stone Lake Regional Art Crawl, Saturday, June 9th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you.
That's Kathy Merrihart of the Big Stone Arts Council.